Hello.
Hello, good evening. My name is Susan. I'm calling from Opinion Research.
From what?
Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I would like to ask you a few questions. Yes, asking you a few questions. Would you help us out with the survey?
Sure.
Okay, thank you so much. Am I speaking with Robert Scott?
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
All right. To start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
35 years.
Thank you. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Marble, refractory, tile?
Brick, block, and stone.
Okay. Thank you. On the last job that you worked on, were you an apprentice, journey, foreman, finisher, improver?
No, I was a journeyman bricklayer.
Okay. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
No, I'm retired.
Okay. Thank you. Yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
No. Okay. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
I'd say about the same.
The same? Okay. And do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Definitely fewer.
Definitely fewer. Okay. Fewer. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
Yes.
Thank you. Thinking more generally about the economic and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployment than now, about the same, or more unemployment than now?
Yeah, I'd say the same.
Okay. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
I'd say stay about the same. Of course, I'm retired, so.
Okay. All right. All right. Switching gears a bit. Thinking about your work on the job site, well, and perhaps which of the following were you concerned on health care, language or heat, falling objects, fall risks, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools? Or not
healthcare,
concerned
what
at all.
Is that?
No, I meant to say
like my health or whatever. Yeah,
yes,
I mean, not really concerned,
safety.
Really.
Okay.
I mean, something you have.
So there's no real safety concerns. Okay.
No.
Oh, thank you. Yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months? And if so, was that
no.
In person? No? Okay.
No, I haven't.
You haven't? All right. For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in any activity in the past 12 months. You can answer yes or no. Political convincing?
No.
Thank you. Union organizing?
No.
Picketing?
No.
Thank you. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on, maybe never, or occasionally, or regularly?
Well, I haven't worked for 3 years.
Okay.
So that don't really pertain. But I can tell you that they used to come out regularly, and they do not anymore.
Okay. So we'll do that.
I mean, the last time I worked, it had considerably drop off, and this is Kansas City, of course.
Thank you. Now, changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from. To rank them from 1 to 5, like 1 being the source you are the most likely to get your news from, and 5 being the source you are least likely to get the news from. I'm going to name a few, and you can rank them out from 1 to 5. Radio.
Yeah, I'd say 5.
Local TV news?
4.
Cable news?
4.
Friends and neighbors?
Probably 5.
Okay. The internet or social media?
Well, it depends on her. I would say 5 on social media. I look up stuff myself.
Okay. What about print or online newspapers?
Newspapers, yeah, maybe 4.
Thank you. Which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Healthcare, immigration, the environment, education, support for labor unions?
Yeah, they're all important, but I would go with health care because nothing's worth anything if you're not alive.
Okay. As you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
Man, I have, but it's been a while.
Okay. So little. So you heard a little?
Somewhat? Yeah.
Little.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is not important at all, not so important, somewhat important, or very important that federal elected officials support it?
Well, I'd say it's important.
Okay. Generally speaking, do you believe that the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protection of the Davis-Bacon Act?
I don't like either one of them.
All right, I can put that down. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM and Ford over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, GM, Ford, or the United Auto Workers?
The auto workers, of course.
Okay, would that be much more or somewhat more on the auto workers?
Somewhat more.
Okay. Now, please indicate if you disapprove or approve of the job Joe Biden has done with the following. I'm going to name some things here on the list. You can disapprove. You can answer me by saying approve strongly, approve somewhat, disapprove somewhat, or disapprove strongly. On his job as president overall.
Neither way. I'm in the middle on that one.
Okay.
He's not the worst. He's not the best.
The economy.
Economy, strongly disapprove. It's terrible.
Thank you. Immigration.
That's a wide spectrum. The way he handled it, probably strongly disapprove.
Thank you. Healthcare?
Somewhat approve.
Support for the labor unions?
Approve.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Okay. Foreign affairs. Foreign affairs.
Say again.
Foreign affairs.
Oh, foreign affairs?
Foreign affairs, yes.
Yeah, I disapprove of those foreign affairs, yes.
Would that be somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Strongly, thank you. You know, I always have trouble pronouncing that word. I don't know why, but I always do.
Sometimes they make stuff way too difficult.
There's some words that are difficult to pronounce. But yeah. I mean, it's usually some words that you don't really use a lot. So like when it comes to that point, it's like, wait a minute, how do you pronounce that again?
Right. I'm a bricklayer, so I'm not good at stuff like that.
All right. Do you disapprove or approve of the way Congress is handling its job? Do you strongly approve?
Strongly disapprove of Congress.
All right. Thank you. Are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. And I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in 2024, November? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50?
Probably.
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 And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote?
Neither one.
Okay. Thank you. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, retirement security, and safety?
I mean, yeah, it's good, yeah.
Okay, just a minute. Okay, turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Fair, they could do a lot more. They used to be so much stronger, and now it's just went to poop.
Okay. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Fair.
Thank you. In your own words, how could the union best improve its representation and service?
Well, I think you need to go to more non-union jobs because those guys think that they're paying all this money into the union, and this is the real truth on the job and what all these guys think. And a lot of them are Mexican and whatnot, which I have no problem with. I've worked with them my whole life, and a lot of them are my best friends. But they don't understand that the union's going to give them all these health benefits and stuff. And what the union's they need to pull in more immigrants.
Okay.
And they're not doing that because they're not showing them the real numbers of what they're really making compared to what they'll be making with the union compared to in, let's say, Kansas City has three pensions, a local, an international, and a supplemental. They're not getting that out there. These guys don't know this on these non-union jobs, and they don't realize that they're actually making more money on their check even after they pay their union dues than they are on the non-union jobs. And they'll have insurance for their family, which was the main reason I was in it. So I think they really need to get that stuff out there. They're really failing in that area.
Thank you so much. Okay. Okay, what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing the union should be working on?
Pulling in more employers or employees or workers, I guess, bricklayers from the non-union jobs.
Okay. Thank you. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Union meetings, email, text messages, job site, mail?
Email is always a good one.
Okay. Thank you. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? Four more times a year, a couple of times a year, once a year?
Yeah, probably at least once or twice a year I get magazines and stuff and realize that I am retired, so it's not like I'm in
okay.
the long time. So.
Thank you. Now, I would like to ask you a few questions for hypothetical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or what?
Yeah, or what? That's me. No, I am.
Independent.
Yeah, I don't even want to put I am a bricklayer. And I can't say, I guess independent, but however you want, whatever
okay.
they want to, well, label they want to put on me.
Okay. Well, since you said independent, I'll go ahead and mark it as independent.
Yeah.
All right. Do you think of yourself as closer to the Republican or the Democratic Party? Neither, independent?
Neither.
Okay. And just to make sure, let me see here. All right. Now, finally, strictly for verification purposes, why, my supervisor, can I have your first name?
Robert.
Thank you, Robert, so much. I appreciate your time and for being patient with me. It includes our survey. You have a great evening, sir. Take care.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome. Bye-bye.